The Knowledge, brought to you in association with visitlondon.com, London's top city guide.
We're in the middle of East London on the border between Bethnal Green and Hackney. We have the wonderful Regent's Canal flowing alongside. And strangely enough, this rather desolate, almost barren street actually happens to be probably the most exciting street in terms of creativity and young artists at the moment. I think the first time I came here must have been about 1999. And I remember it really distinctly because I was coming from an exhibition. I'd been at a private view and there was an after party. It was winter and it was really cold. There were no lights on the street. We were wandering around, kind of trying to find this pub. And it was a bit like that Bacardi advert where you're walking on the street, it's completely desolate. I'm thinking, where is this place? And suddenly you find it and you open the door and inside is this kind of orange pulsing light and just hundreds of people packed into what is actually a really tiny little Victorian, slightly shabby pub. And that was the first buzz about Vyner Street. So we're going to go for a little stroll down Vyner Street now. I think the first gallery opened up in about 2001, and that would have been Nylon. And after that, you know, just slowly galleries start to come to this area. But I do remember when the first one opened, we were like, why here? We've now got over a dozen galleries in this one little street. What's really interesting about this street is that you get a real demographic of the London art scene. You've got your big name galleries, places like Kate McGarry or Wilkinson, who've been around for a good few years, show a range of international artists who are very well respected and even have a couple of Turner Prize winners on their books. Go into those galleries and the prices will reflect that, you know, anything up to £60,000 possibly. But then, of course, you go into the slightly smaller galleries and more shoestring run operations, and things can go right down to about 1,000. So you're getting a real kind of good indication of how broad the art market can be. And you're just getting this from this one tiny street. Crossing the cobbled street now, we're going to head towards Nettie Horn Gallery. This is a great gallery. Not only is it a wonderful space, but it's also got these artist studios above it. So it's not just a gallery, it's also kind of a community. And we're going to go and see if we can get hold of Danielle Horn, the director, and see if she can tell us a little bit about the whole area and the galleries that work here. We're standing in Danielle's office, and I think we're right on the canal here, as in, I mean, it seems to be lapping at the building, am I right?
Yes, it is. I mean, the office is built on stilts, and so we are actually on the water here. We have a family of ducks, little baby ducks, that we name every year and feed every year, so...
And of course, this canal, I mean, it was once the main thoroughfare through London, wasn't it? I mean, it was built in, what, is it 1820? And of course, it would have been bringing up all the goods that were brought into the docks from East London right across North London through Regent's Park and Camden.
I had no idea. I had no idea at all.
You know, these warehouses would have been storage deposits, I suppose. So, Danielle, tell me, what made you move to Vyner Street in the first place?
I mean, we've been here just over 2 years now. We moved here because the spaces here compared to West London, not only are they cheaper, but they're also larger in scale. There's a really good vibe on Vyner Street. It's always been a good sort of hub for the contemporary art scene. I mean, there's not just galleries, there's a lot of artist studios here.
Wherever I come down here, I feel like there's a real kind of community going on here, and it doesn't feel like that when you go to most private views or even just go around most galleries. But there does seem to be some kind of connection here.
The First Thursdays event, which happens every first Thursday of the month, really, really helps with that. We get a lot of people coming around sort of after work who just go and see all the shows. So you get a bit of a festival spirit on the streets, and that's something that I haven't seen anywhere else.
You must have seen quite a lot of action on the street, and there must have been some quite funny stories.
Well, it always gets a little bit wild. There is a particular story which is quite terrible, but this time last year we had a group show, and in our second room, the artist had built a floating raft. So we literally divided the room up, filled it with water, and the artist had this raft floating in the room. And on this particular first Thursday, it's about 9:05, I went in to start getting people to move out, and there was this girl in there, and she literally had her trousers down and she was peeing in the water. It was just one of these really crazy moments that it's just don't know what to say other than get them out.
I'm guessing you drained it for the next day.
We did. It was at the end of the show anyway, so yeah, for sure. I told you it was bad.
We're going to talk to James Unsworth next. Mm-hmm. And I think, if I'm right, somehow I can get up to his studio through your gallery. Would I be correct? He said there was a door I could knock on.
Upstairs? Yes. Yeah. There's a door at the back of the gallery that goes up to the artist studios.
Right, we're now inside the artist studios at the back of Danielle Horn. And we're going to go and try and find James Unsworth. Could this be James? Aha! Here we have James. Excellent. Right opposite the gallery.
Okay, this is the studio. There's five of us in here, and this is my space over in the corner here. So, yeah, this is where I store all my stuff, all my old artworks, which I haven't sold yet. Yeah, there's all my books over there, my collection of the Daily Star in the corner. I collect the Daily Star for the problem page, which I'm kind of going to do something with in the future that I'm not too sure what it is yet, but I've been collecting it for about 5 years now. This is my desk here, kind of tucked away in the corner usually, drawing or cutting stuff up. Everything I do is based on research into the history of grotesque, history of erotica. I'm currently cutting lots of things up to make some collage, and it's usually really, really quiet here, like after 6 o'clock, so there's no distractions at all, which is really nice.
And why Vina Street?
We've been here since 2006. We came straight here from studying at the RCA. I'd already been to a couple of shows around here. It's kind of pretty accessible. It's kind of cheap as well, so it was the perfect place, actually. We were quite lucky to get here, I think.
And do you find it's easy to get dealers and collectors down here? Are they quite happy to come to Vina Street?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, pretty often you see those big obscene Porsche 4x4s pull up, and you know somebody important's on the street, and you know they're gonna have a look at some stuff down at Wilkinson or whatever, so it's on the map definitely.
There are a whole load of galleries here. I mean, you can see there's one in the other, which is a lovely little gallery, Fred Gallery, Harmony Mundi. Here's Wilkinson, which is probably the biggest, most impressive gallery on the street. We're now going to go into the one local landmark of Vina Street, and that's the Victory Pub. It's not exactly the most happening place you're ever going to see in your life. It's probably the kind of pub where there's one man nursing a pint. But of course, on private view night, it's absolutely rammed. We're going to go and see if we can meet local resident Luke Seymour, who's a filmmaker who lives on the street, and hopefully get his perspective of what it's like living amid all the mayhem of having this many artists and galleries around him. So here we go. Oh. How would you describe Vina Street for people who don't know it?
It's got kind of like this duality to it, where it can be kind of quite quiet if you don't know where to go, but the galleries have kind of got this open door policy, and it's kind of like the atmosphere is quite free, which is quite nice.
You suddenly get hundreds of dealers coming down to Vina Street, and they'll all be in their kind of limos, and I mean suddenly it becomes very glamorous, doesn't it?
It's like the kind of two separate worlds, you know, collide, of the East End kind of locals and then these kind of the flashy art dealers, you know, celebs or people in bands or artists kind of like swanning around. They've heard something's kind of going on, you know.
Funny thing I remember is every year you have Frieze, which is a big art fair in the centre of London, and of course you get an awful lot of international collectors and dealers coming over for that. And I just always remember kind of coming out of Bethnal Green tube station with just these kind of Americans wandering around completely lost, and they look so glamorous, and you can see them as they're walking down thinking, is this really kind of where the cutting edge is?
Whenever I walk home, you do keep people going, this is Vyner Street, you sure? And it's like, yeah, there's not kind of any go-go dancers or anything like that going on. They're a little bit miffed, I think, at first, you know.
So that's quite interesting that you came here even though you weren't an artist. I mean, you're a filmmaker, but I guess that is how these kind of places start, isn't it? You know, first the artists move in and then people are drawn to the area because of those.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think you kind of a little spark somewhere in an area, you know, like a gallery opens or someone's doing kind of something interesting, others putting on a gig, and that inspires other people to come along and then even one up from that to kind of live there, because that's, you know, they've got all that kind of quite exciting stuff on their doorstep.
Is it somewhere that you imagine yourself kind of really putting down roots?
I really love living here, but I don't think I might not live here, you know, for the next 10 years or whatever, because if it could change and it could kind of lose some of the mystique. But at the moment, yeah, it's a pretty good place to live.
We're at the end of Vyner Street now, and it's funny because, you know, you're looking back and you've got the gas works that seem to loom right over the street, and you've got all these warehouses. I mean, it is a real wasteland, and it's silent and it's dead. But if you ring the bells or knock on the doors, you'll get let in to some of the most vibrant and exciting art that can be seen in London. Vyner Street is a place that keeps its secrets hidden, but there are rich rewards if you look for them.